coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Glory to God.
So he said, bring the boy here. So they pulled him closer. And then when they pulled the boy closer to Jesus, right away the demon began to manifest himself and threw the boy down and was foaming in the mouth. That was a sign of epilepsy. So Jesus said to the man, for how long has this been? And he said, from a child. And explained to Jesus how the demon had thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. And while he was saying that to Jesus, his voice broke. And he said, Master, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. With tears in his eyes. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, the question wasn't whether Jesus could, because he could. If we're going to have a miracle here on this boy, it's going to have to be you believing. So Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And the man cried, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. But you see, he was positive somewhere and said, I believe. And Jesus commanded the devil to come out of the boy. And suddenly, the demon threw him down as one dead. And the people thought he was dead. They said, oh, he's dead. He's killed him. And Jesus waited for a moment and let everybody believe he was dead. So they thought he was dead. No, Jesus said, come on, picked him up and restored him to his father. Now, you know, all that time the disciples were very disturbed. You know, it didn't leave their minds. So when they were alone with Jesus, they came to him and said, Master, you know, we did everything we saw you do. We said everything we heard you say. And we noticed you didn't quite say anything different from what we said. I mean, if he had said something different, they would have said, oh, that's what we didn't say. I said, we said everything you said. We did everything you did. The demon didn't come out. Why couldn't we cast him out? I love Jesus. Looked them right in the eye and gave them his answer. Let's read verse 20. You ready now? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. That's the problem with many people. Because of your unbelief. Why didn't I get that business? I prayed. I believed. Why didn't I get it? I even sowed the seed. Why didn't I get it? Because of your unbelief. Somebody said, no. If anybody's going to tell me I was unbelieving, I'm not going to accept it. Because I prayed, I fasted, I confessed it. I said everything there was to say. I said everything there was to say. And I can't believe I didn't get it because of unbelief. I was not unbelief. Hey, what is unbelief? What's unbelief? How could Jesus say to this man, because of your unbelief. You think that was easy on them? They'd been with Jesus so long. They'd seen all the miracles prior to this time. They heard his messages. How could they be unbelieving? Charge them with unbelief? No. No, Jesus must be wrong. What do you think? Jesus must be wrong this time. Huh? Could he be wrong? Nobody knew like Jesus what faith was. Nobody knew like Jesus what unbelief was. He said it. He said it. He said, because of your unbelief. Somebody said, I've had asthma. I've asked God to take it away. I really, 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 really believed. I even sowed my best seed ever. But it hasn't gone. How did you know it hasn't gone? Because it affected me last night. Uh-oh. And what did you say when it happened? It hasn't gone. Uh-oh. See that? How did the disciples know the demon didn't go? Because they were waiting to see him go. And as long as he was foaming in the mouth, they kept on talking. Come out! Come out! So he said, I believe in the name of Jesus, I've gotten that job. In fact, my letter is waiting for me right now. Father, I'm dressing up and I'm going there to collect it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the end, he got to the office and they said, yes, what do you want? I'm here to collect my letter. What letter? My appointment letter. I have it in Jesus' name. Out. I'm not leaving here till I get my letter. In that case, hold on. Then they call the police. Let's get this dude out of here. Then take him out. And then, Father, I acted my faith. I don't know. If this is not faith, I don't know what faith is. Yes, you don't! I tried everything. You see that? Why is he feeling bad now? Because of the result he got. See that? Meaning that he didn't expect any resistance. You know, the children of Israel came out of Egypt and they were headed for the promised land. And now Moses says, we need 12 people to go over there to the land of Canaan and find out whether or not that land really flows with milk and honey. We'd like to know. And they say, yay! There are houses. You never have to build your house. You just get into a house and it's yours. Oh! I mean, they were so happy. Everything was there. They were happy and waiting. Then the 12 spies went. Beautiful houses, yes. It flows with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. Then they saw the giants, the sons of Anak. Big, huge. They said, no, we go back to old Moses. We'll let him know we're not coming here. And they went back. And Moses was happy to receive them and called the whole congregation. Let's hear the news. And the 12 spies came out. Brethren, we've been there. Hey! Did you see the land? Yeah, hold on. Tell us, how is the land? Everybody just wanted to hear milk and honey in the land. They said, yeah, surely the land flows with milk and honey. Ooh! Everybody was like, oh! And some of them were spinning around. Then they said, hold on. Yeah, it flows with milk and honey. We haven't told you the rest of the story. What else? Let's go. They said, hold on. We saw something else. And that's the one that we are not happy about, because you see, we don't like to be deceived. Moses actually told us about the milk and honey, which we found. But he never suggested to us that there was any possibility of seeing the giants that we saw. We never saw such huge fellows in all our lives. And the people were, they said, look, they were so big that in our own eyes, we were as grasshoppers. And in their eyes, we were also as grasshoppers. Sorry, we cannot take that land. And the congregation started weeping. Moses, why did you deceive us? Why? Two men stood out of the 12 and said, brethren, if God is with us, we will be able to take the land and we will drive out the giants. You know what the congregation said? Shut up. Didn't you hear there are very many? They shut them up. You see, faith doesn't think of the process. Faith has focus on the result. Did you hear that? You know what Joshua and Caleb said? They said, look, those giants shall be bread for us. They shall be bread for us. We'll eat them up. Let's go up at once. The congregation said, never. Never. We're moving. That's the way many people are today. And they think that is faith. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.